Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, I've got a great couple to bring to you here on Tell Del. This couple's been with us for a long time, since about 2007, I believe, is when they originally joined. And since then, they've been very successful, purchased 5 apartment complexes, have since sold one of them, so they still have 4 apartment complexes, total 490 units. They also bought a bunch of houses, and they can tell you that story also. Interesting thing about them, that they won the Houston Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year Award and the National Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year Award with 2 different properties. And what's even more interesting is they won the national award before they won the local award. Of course, it was with different properties in a different year and a different time and place. And every year when there's any type of a contest, you never know who's going to win. But they came out twice in the last couple of years as a winner. So welcome to the show with us here today. It's Joe and Stephanie Bryson. Welcome to the show. Hello? Have I lost connection to everybody? All right. Yeah, it seems we still have some technical difficulties over there. I don't know what it is. Maybe some mice have eaten the wires in the wall again or something. Who knows? So I guess I'll just go ahead and start telling you some of their story. Make it interesting. Let them make the interesting part come alive. We got a little rundown of the dates of their life. 2005, they were hit by Katrina. Great story. Lost their job. Had to move to Houston to get a new job. And when they moved here, they first found out about Lifestyles not until 2007. Joined up in 2007, did their first set of deals, which is a package of 5 single-family houses out of Ranch Country Subdivision. These are 5 little rental properties. They purchased them all together as one project. Then they kept those for a while. In 2012, that was 2008 and 2012, they bought the first multifamily deal, Cedar Gate Apartments in Spring Branch. This property was very, very effective, highly profitable, and won them the National Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year Award. Even before they'd won a local one, this one had done so well, they put it in the National Award contest and won with it. In 2015, Joe quit his job, finally retired, and he had a job as a corporate IT exec, and now he's out and hanging around with Stephanie at this project. Then by 2015, they had won another, oh, no, I'm sorry, that was the year they won the national award. Then after that, they went back and sold those single family houses and then started buying more apartment complexes, of which they have run since then. So I'm being told that they're back now. We're going to give it one more time before we just shoot ourselves in the head here. Joe and Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Del, thanks for having us. We can hear you good now.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great to be here. Thanks.
You guys had me scared there, man. I thought we'd lost you. All right, so let's pick it up here. I've told them a little bit of your story here just to keep everybody busy while you guys were getting hooked back up here. So let's go ahead and pick it up from the Katrina thing and just tell us how you went through that, what that meant to your family, and how you ended up here in Houston.
All right, sure thing. So Stephanie and I, we're originally from Louisiana. I was a computer programmer for years and into IT, service management, and Stephanie was school teacher. I had the corporate job. We had a a house, some young family, and around 2005, Hurricane Katrina came through and really disrupted things. I had helped the company I was working for recover from that, and shortly thereafter, I ended up facing a job layoff, and that's really what brought me to Texas. I had to pick family up, move to Texas, and try to not impact my income, and that was pretty traumatic, crisis sort of time for me. I've never experienced anything like that. I'd always gotten the raises and, you know, just kept moving up the ladder, and then that kind of shook things up, and I managed to move from the power utility into the oil space, and I can remember driving around Houston and kind of tuning into the radio, and around that time, I think I was listening to Michael Berry. I remember hearing, "Get your guns, the Cretaceans are coming." And I can remember telling Stephanie, we really need to change our license plates. This is not good. But I also, that's about the time I started listening in to you on the radio, Dell. And 2007 is when I came to Case Study and joined up with Lifestyles.
What attracted you to the message? What in the message attracted you to what we do here?
Well, the biggest thing for me was the pursuit of what you would call in financial freedom, and learning really for the first time what passive income was. I had known about real estate, but I had never really done anything. I had been involved in the stock market, and that didn't do too well. And the idea that I could generate enough passive streams of income to cover my cost of living started to make sense to me, and it was a way that I could take control, whereas before I was forced to pick up and leave my state, you know, because of the job loss or the one stream of earned income that was supporting me and Stephanie and the family. So that was a big part of it.
Yeah,
Stephanie, where's your head at?
Well, initially, I know that Joe does a lot of research before we really jump into anything. So I knew he wasn't going to lead us down the wrong path. When we first started with the single family homes, my kind of focus was just on helping to pick up the rent checks, which was pretty good, because when we first got signed up, focusing on our costs, Joe actually had me put all the credit cards away. We were going to only do everything with cash. And to get the call from when he was at one of the case studies saying, "Hey, what's our credit card limit? Just trust me, I'm going to join this group." That was kind of affirmation that we were on the right path. And just with the single family homes, when Joe was talking about replacing our income, what we were making with our single family homes ended up replacing my income as a teacher. And I have a master's in education, so that was huge. That allowed me to stay at home with the family. I didn't have to go back, so I kind of retired before he did in that sense.
Wow, that's really good. It's amazing. And think of the insult added to injury when you figure out that a master's college degree earns just about the same thing as five rent houses. That's kind of an interesting little point of view when you think about it. But it's a good one for you because it allowed you to get back with your kids and to allow you and Joe to have enough free time to think about starting your own business. We're going to take a short break, guys. When we come back, we are hoping and dreaming and praying they're going to still be on the other side of this line. We'll be right back with Joe and Stephanie and the Dell Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Dell will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Joe and Stephanie Bryson. Family lives in Katy, Texas. They own four apartment complexes. Used to own five. And they just got done sharing with us the story of coming out of Louisiana after Katrina. And now that you've got yourself involved, you got yourself five houses under the belt. I see there was a gap of time between then and when you bought your first apartment complex. Share with us the psychological transition from buying single-family houses to going out there and making that big apartment complex purchase.
Yeah, thanks, Del. We were going down the single-family track, really, after when I got involved with the membership. That was the plan, you know, go buy 10 houses, increase the equity, cash out, and then go get an apartment complex. So we got up to number nine. I think that was in 2010. And then we were trying to decide, okay, do we want to go from nine to 50 houses, or do we want to go ahead and make this next progression into multifamily ownership? And that's what we did. We decided to really dig in and learn about syndication, how to put buying groups together and such. And we like the idea of having multiple units under one roof. And I didn't want to run, you know, Stephanie was taking care of the single family properties. We didn't want her running all over the place. And so we started targeting properties on the west side and tried to keep it to where she could get there within 30 to 45 minutes. And so I guess around 2011, that was when we were kind of contemplating all that and getting that education. And then in 2012, it sort of culminated in our first deal with Cedar Gate.
Well, you've got Cedar Gate in Spring Branch, which is a good location. Obviously not too far from Katy. If you come down the Katy Freeway, that's not a bad little commute. So it worked for that point of view. Tell us more about why you picked this property.
Well, one of the first things, like I said, the commute had to be key. I had to be able to get out to any of our properties that we were going to be purchasing within the time frame of dropping kids off at school, being at a property for 3 to 4 hours, particularly when we first took over, and then getting back home for pickup. So that was the first one that Joe mentioned. The market seemed really good in doing our research. Spring Branch overall had a historical occupancy of over 90%. This particular property was tucked away behind a major street, and so it was just kind of a cute one. The owner hadn't really taken care of it, so we knew we could go in and make a few changes there. And then from the education that we had, I know when we were doing when we were taking a look at that property, the owner at that time didn't really know what he was doing. So just going in and putting some order in made it very attractive. With it being a 52-unit property, when we were first deciding what we could buy, you know, what we could tackle ourselves, with what we had personally, we could take down about a 20-unit, and so that kind of pushed us into the decision of creating a partnership, and to be able to go in and get this one down.
So when you took it over, your goal obviously is the same as everybody else's, to increase the rent and improve the quality of the product. What were the things you specialized on in this one, Stephanie? Because you made massive gains on this, and you won a National Apartment Association Award. What did you do that was so different that made you eligible to win a National Apartment Association Award with this property?
We really focused on two big things. The first was taking care of what was broken. When we were in feasibility, walking around, doing our property inspection and our unit inspections, I saw so many things duct taped together. It was a little ridiculous. The previous owner had made the mistake of letting us just walk around with the maintenance guy, who didn't know he shouldn't say certain things. So we knew right away, just going and really taking the time to fix things and follow through with what we promised was going to be huge as far as maintenance-wise and being able to keep residents there. The second thing was building a community. When we purchased this property, we were the fourth owner in 3 years. These residents were used to someone coming in, promising a few things, hanging around for about 8 months, and then tossing it to the next guy. And so we came in and really focused on building resident rapport and implementing community events. It was a small property, so we couldn't add a lot of amenities, but we did put the pool back online, and then we started focusing on pool parties. We brought the Y in to do swim lessons for the kiddos there, and then really just, you know, grilling hot dogs and getting to know the adults in the community as well. So really taking care of what was broken and then really working to build the community. It's a 52-unit property. It's a really small community, so it was really easy to show we cared.
What kind of rent increases did you make over the years that you've owned it?
We did several bump up in rents. I think when we first took over, rents were about 68 cents a square foot. And when we sold it, the rents were closer to a dollar, a little bit higher than that. One of the decisions that we made operationally that made sense for that community and that market is we moved it from a sub-meter to an all-bills paid. Part of it because some of the sub-meters there weren't functioning. Some of them were actually running backwards. And so when we took a look at it, there was some that were really benefiting it from it. In fact, the previous owner actually lived on site at the time of takeover, so he received one of those non-renewal letters. His was one of the ones spinning backwards. And so we didn't want to invest the dollars in that direction. And having an all bills paid with a lot of the folks who were really strapped for, they really wanted to have consistent amounts that they knew they had to pay. And so it made sense with some of the electricity negotiations we were able to do and some of the water conservation projects that we did. We knew that we could make that all bills paid model successful for us with this community. So it was a combination of those things.
Well, it was very successful. Which one of you wants to walk us through these phenomenal returns to your partners? In fact, your partners, have they ever tried to carry you on their shoulders across deep water yet? I mean, the numbers on this deal make you look like you're the messiah of the apartment industry, really. I can't. Somebody explain how these numbers. I mean, $2,400,000 return on a $500,000 investment. That's unbelievable. In fact, it's so good, I don't even want to tell it yet. I want you to have enough time to tell it completely from beginning to end, because this is crazy. Two refinances, a cash sale, all told 486%. This is an incredible deal, so I want you to get it out. By the way, the rest of you out there, if you want to get a call in and ask either Joe or Stephanie questions about this project, if you've seen it before, number is 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. And when we come back, we'll not only cover this property, but her newer properties that she's planning on showing on a road trip. We'll be right back with Joe and Stephanie and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
You have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Del a question during the show? You can connect with Del off the air, too. Go to DelOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag AskDel.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Del instead? Use hashtag TellDel.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Joe and Stephanie Bryson out of Katy, Texas. Currently with 490 units, three apartment complexes. They had purchased four, but they just sold one off. And I laughed at them this morning when I told them they sold their baby. It was the first project. And I call it their baby because, I mean, you know, the first one's always the hardest. The first one's always the most interesting. And in their case, the first one is absolutely the most profitable deal that I've seen in a long time. So I asked them to be prepared when we came back from the break to explain to us how they pulled so much money out of just one property. Who wants to pick that up for us?
Yeah, I'll take that, Del. So, like we mentioned earlier, and we picked this property up in Spring Branch area in 2012 at then around 26,000 a door, which kind of gives you an idea if you're familiar with Spring Branch area. Prices have come up a lot since then, and with, you know, cap rate compression on our side, 18 months after picking up that property and, you know, doing the things that we talked about, renegotiating electric contract, water conservation, getting the cost down, pushing rents, 18 months later, we did a refi, pulled out a little over half the capital we invested, continued to operate. That was in 2014. Continued to operate. 2016, did another refi where we pulled out over 100% of the 500 we raised. And again, operated. And last March, we sold it. And the proceeds, when I kind of calculated everything that we had returned, about $2.5 million, almost 500%, almost a 5-to-1 on that initial investment, our first syndicated real estate deal.
Now, that's a heck of a deal. And somewhere during that time, between 2012 and 2019, when you sold the property, 7 years during that time, you were able to retire. You want to tell that story and what it was like being able to walk into your boss and give him your exit papers?
Yeah, that was that was a good day. We had been building the cash flow and the properties, so we were accumulating more passive income and more business income. But I was still working a full time corporate job. And sometime in 2015, we had really put pencil to paper and started figuring out what it was. You know, were we there yet? Did we have enough income from the business and the passive dollars to cover to live on? And we had to make sure that we were going to cover our health insurance. And so there came a point where, you know, I had mentioned I lost my job in Louisiana to come here after Katrina. Well, sure enough, you know, oil bottomed out in 2014. Things got real rough in the oil patch. And right about that time, I was told, look, you're losing your position on this in this maintenance contract. At the time was BP. You're going to have to find something else to do. And the something else was really going to be a step down for me. I was going to be moving into like a project management role. And that's when I went to Stephanie and I was basically, hey, can you hire me? and she said, you're hired. And so I was able to, go in and with a smile on my face and basically just turn in my 2 weeks and look at some wide-eyed, surprised colleagues of mine and just ease on out of there. It was a good day.
Always a good day when you could say goodbye to the job for the rest of your life. Now, you guys after that went ahead and bought another property and did another great job. You went from a 52 unit, you got really crazy, nosebleeds excited, decided to step out and go from 52 to 60 units. That was a big step, huh?
Huge step. what was interesting about that one is we were working with a lifestyles real estate agent. Chuck Maley was helping us out there. And the broker for the seller was a little exasperated with us during the whole process. You know, he was just really shocked that we were going to actually take a look at every single unit and make some assumptions about the roof. But what was great about that is we showed that we were very reasonable under contract. Because we'd made assumptions about the roof, we didn't feel a need to retrade the deal. He saw we were reasonable and that we could close, and he came to us and brought us our next deal, which was the 165 unit in the Spring Branch area.
And that's a great thing, because if we look at the totality of your growth, you went 52 units to 62 units to 165 units to 265 units on the latest project that you started into. So this is some real growth. What can you share with the audience about that much growth over just a 3-year period of time? What changed in you that you all of a sudden were strong enough, big enough, strong enough to be knocking off 165 units and then just right after that 265 more?
Well, it is a progression, and we were doing one after the other. We've continued to do these sequentially, so we don't overwhelm. You know, we also have the management company. Not only do we acquire, but we also manage what we acquire, and so we're doing these sequentially so that we don't kind of overwhelm ourselves as we build the business, the management business. But I think that in addition, success breeds success. You know, as you're successful with one property, it's easier to go into the next. On our first deal, we weren't able to manage the property at all. We had to get a third-party management company to step in and do that for a year for us. So really, on our first deal, we didn't even manage it until a year. and which was great. And then we, with that under our belt, we went on to the second, the third, and the fourth. In addition, along the way, you pick up team members, and you know we actually had a KP come into our life at a certain point that allowed us to do more, and so we just continue to go from there.
Excellent. Now, the second deal you did, the 60 unit, you had a great return on it also. You've penciled in here 113% total return on this one. So you did a great job on that one. Now, the Bella Springs is the one you won the Houston Apartment Association Award with. Am I correct on that? Did I get the right one?
Yes, yes. That's the one that we won the Houston Apartment Association Award for this year.
So another great project. Tell us what you did with that one.
That was another case of, it was a guy who had owned the property outright himself, was doing just fine for him, and he was looking to sell it. He didn't really have any family member that he either felt comfortable leaving it with or wanted to take it over, and that's where we stepped in. That was another project where it had been kind of poorly maintained. There was actually razor wires in all of the trees, so that's what we did day one, is take all those razor wires out. He did not want kids playing all over the place, and so that was his solution. So that kind of falls back into what we were already really good at, is going in and building community. So we did that. There's a lot of courtyards. That property has about 9 courtyards, so we had a little bit more wiggle room to add some amenities there. The other part was operations. They had a typewriter in the office. That's how they conducted business. They had a fax machine to receive fax leases from a sister property that was in their portfolio. Then the leasing agent would get it and type on the computer to fill in the blanks, and that's how they ran their business. And so we knew right away we could come in and, you know, add internet, add some processes to improve efficiencies, and that was going to help us really well turn that community around.
That's amazing that people can live that far in the past, but I guess they do. It's the way it works. So the razor wire in the trees, which you took away one of the best amenities of the place, right? Child dissection. There we go. I remember when you bought that and you told me that. That one blew my mind. That's a first in the book of firsts. But this one here, you've also had very good returns. You returned over $1,731,000 on this property already, so it's a good start. You won an award with it, and excuse me, I'm losing my breath here. And so you've got a real good start on that one, that you decided to go out and buy another one, and I'm just curious to hear on the next segment here what it is that stimulated to double the size of your portfolio almost in one project, and what you're looking forward. I know you just started with it. You haven't fixed it yet. You haven't done anything. What is your future goals for this property? And how do you see a property when you first take it over? You know, how do you envision it? What is it you're seeing that you're going to do, and how long do you think it takes? It's kind of a preemptive to what's going on. We'll be right back with Joe and Stephanie Bryson and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money 5 ways?
Cash flow,
money in your pocket each month.
Equity capture,
the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map.
Appreciation,
real estate can increase in value over time.
Equity buildup,
renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally,
the tax advantage.
When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the 5 ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Joe and Stephanie Bryson out of Katy, Texas, currently owners of 490 units. That's 3 apartment complexes. Have had one more, their first project they sold for a really very positive gain. But the question I left them with when we went to break was, guys, this last purchase, 256 or 265 units, that's over double. That's doubling the size of your portfolio in one project. What brought you to the conclusion that you wanted to do this, that you were ready to do this? Take us through the mental preparation to double the size of your portfolio in one project.
Well, I guess the way I would answer that is that's sort of what's set up for us. We're value in play investors as much as we can be. We're looking for assets that have level of mismanagement, that have some value levers that we can pull so we can really move the value. And, you know, this particular deal set up as an off-market deal, when I first noticed the number of units. I guess once you've done 165 unit, what's more important is how's the deal going to work with the mentors that we have and the people that are in our network that come together to do these type of assist in their capacity on the deals that we have. It was very doable and. Because the property was under market for the area and the way it's set up, it really was a no-brainer for us to move forward.
Okay, so this was quite a bit larger capital raise. Did you find it more difficult to raise $6.5 million?
Well, when we first got started, we thought $500,000 was crazy. So every time we put one of these projects together, our initial thought is always, oh my gosh, can we really do it? And then we take a step back and go, well, yes, we can. We follow our processes, follow our procedures, and then we have a great project to talk about. And so you always get that little pit in your stomach. And like I said, it's all about the networking, the education, the mentoring, and the connecting with folks, and we always get the projects done.
You said that this was a value play type situation. What were the wrong things, what were the right things wrong about it that made it stand out that this could be a good project for you?
Well, the rents were well under market. This is low 50s a door in a submarket that's improving. There was a lot of traffic, heavily traffic street. This one's a little different from the standpoint that there's actually Allura. Technically was originally built as a tax credit type property, but the Allura is going to be burning off soon, well within the loan term that we have on there. And so we took this over and basically move or in the process of moving the rents all the way to market, and then once Valero burns off, even more attractive, towards the end of the process.
And I need to add there, with Valero, there are rent caps, but the rent caps are still well below market. So are actually just slightly at market. So it fit our progression, even with some of those limitations, to be able to drive the rents and make some significant increases based on income increases on the rent side there.
Now, did you assume the loan that was in place?
No, it was a cash purchase.
So you went and got a new loan on it? Okay. And so how hard was it to get the new mortgage company to be comfortable with the Valero?
Well, that's where the team comes in. It was the first time that Stephanie was going to be managing a property like that. So we had a great attorney that was their sole focus was supporting us through that process with the lender. They did a good job for us. They agreed that we could take it on. We just went from there and just followed the process.
And then it also boils down to the education as well. Just like when we got, and we kind of took the same approach, just like before we do any step, we make sure we have the education and the understanding and the network in place to be successful and supportive. And so I took the time to take a few additional courses available through like TAA related to tax credit. And we already had a few folks on our team at other properties that had experience in that realm. So we were able to pull from them as far as starting off with team members there and training. And the way that we can't do this alone. We talk about the mentoring part, but also the team members that we put in place that are in the offices and running the tickets are a crucial part of this as well. And we try to really play on the strengths of our team members, regardless of what property they might be assigned to. And that's one of the things that we build on the management company side, is that teamwork and openness and sharing of knowledge.
Well, for those out there that don't know what a LURA means, LURA stands for a land use agreement that you go into to get a tax credit property in the first place, and then that lives with the property for many years. Typically, I think it's 27 years or something like that, but they're slightly different here and there. So what they're working with is a agreement with the state that they can't raise the rents above a certain amount on different tranches of people. How many different tranches do you have? Do you have a 3-tranche or a 2-tranche LURA?
Two.
Okay. So two groups of people that you have to keep the rents at or below a certain amount to make it safe. All right, guys, looks like we came to the end of our time. I appreciate you coming and sharing your story. As always, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.